We spend a lot of time upgrading our external tools, faster phones, smarter apps, better systems. Yet we rarely examine the most powerful software we run every day, the one between our ears. Our thoughts are not just fleeting impressions. They are patterns, habits, and scripts that quietly shape our decisions, relationships, and outcomes. Whether we recognize it or not, the way we think determines the way we live. Much like software, our thinking develops through repetition. Ideas we revisit become defaults. Assumptions we don't question become rules. Over time, these mental habits automate our behavior. This is efficient until it isn't. The same thought patterns that once helped us succeed can eventually limit us. What worked in one season of life may fail in another. Yet many people keep running outdated mental code, expecting new results from old logic. This is where humility becomes essential. Humility is not weakness or self-doubt. It is the willingness to admit that something isn't working anymore. It's the recognition that your current thinking, no matter how comfortable or familiar, might be flawed or incomplete. That realization can be uncomfortable, even threatening. After all, our thoughts often feel like part of our identity. To question them is to question ourselves. But humility opens the door to growth. It allows you to pause and ask, "Is this belief helping me? Is this reaction serving me?" Without that pause, change is nearly impossible. With it, transformation becomes possible. Changing thought patterns is not a one-time event. It is a deliberate process. Just as habits of behavior are built through repetition, so are habits of thinking. If you consistently interpret challenges as threats, you will feel anxious and defensive. If you begin to interpret them as opportunities, you will gradually become more resilient and proactive. The shift doesn't happen overnight, but with awareness and practice, new patterns can take hold. This is not about blind positivity or ignoring reality. It is about choosing more effective ways to engage with reality. For example, instead of thinking, "I've always done it this way," you might ask, "Is there a better way now?" Instead of, "I failed, so I'm not good enough," you might reframe it as, "What can I learn from this?" These small adjustments compound over time, reshaping not only your mindset, but your outcomes. The challenge is that your brain resists change. Familiar thoughts feel safe even when they are unproductive. That's why awareness is the first step. You have to notice your patterns before you can rewrite them. From there, consistency matters more than intensity. Small, repeated shifts in thinking can eventually rewrite the software you rely on. In the end, success, growth, and fulfillment are not just products of external circumstances, but of internal processes. The quality of your thinking determines the quality of your decisions, and your decisions shape your life. If something in your life isn't working, it may not be your effort or your environment that needs to change. It may be your thinking. Upgrading the software between your ears is not easy, but it is always possible, and often it is exactly what you need,